Maybe lock them doors and turn the lights down low. Put this podcast on where the hosts are slow. You ain't got nothing better going on, I know. It's the Last Resort Show.
I hope the microphone picked up your deep inhale right before going. Maybe lock them doors.
I didn't even notice that.
Really?
I did. Immediately. Immediately is like...
No, I was laughing at him breathing again like the last time.
The breathing wasn't as noticeable as the Nickelback. The Nickelback was pretty intense.
Was it?
This podcast. Every time I look, it makes me sad. Every time I look, it makes me laugh.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, welcome. Welcome to the Last Resort Podcast, listeners.
Welcome. Gerdes.
Gerdes.
Chris.
Welcome.
Introduce yourself.
Oh, hello. I am Chris. No, Chris.
Nah.
That was a
Chris
close.
Chris.
I'm Chris the Chris. That was
Krishna.
A save.
Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
I don't know why I feel compelled to say my last name. It's so weird.
I don't
weird.
Know. You don't
That's
need
That's not
to.
Your last name.
I mean, I'm sure that they could find our last names if we needed them to.
Given that our Instagram only follows us.
No, it follows at Honda Classics.
It also
Which
follows
is you.
You. It also follows you.
You plug it.
Yeah, but my name is not featured anywhere in at Honda Classics.
So it follows four accounts?
Hmm. Yeah. No, wow. It follows six.
Oh, so it follows our low keys as well?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You don't have a low key, do you?
Critically, it's kind of a low key.
Oh, yeah. Chris, yeah, true. Anyways, that was Chris.
I'm Whitney.
You don't have anything quirky to say with that?
Nothing quirky today so far.
Just I'm Whitney.
Day.
I'm not feeling my quirky self right now.
It's been raining lately. And, you know.
What happened to the quirky Whitney?
Nothing to do with
She's
frown.
Dead.
Was that a Taylor Swift reference?
Yeah.
What happened to the quirky Whitney? She's
Sorry,
dead.
Sorry, the old quirky Whitney can't come to the phone right now. Oh, why? Because she's dead.
All they'll hear is your jacket glue.
I know. I know. It's too cold without it.
Yeah.
I miss the old Whitney. I don't know any other. I just know that one line from that concert.
Top
song.
Of her dome, Whitney.
There
now
you
she
go.
Got bangs, Whitney.
Oh, there it is.
She can't hang, Whitney.
Oh!
She shake that thing, Whitney.
Oh, no way!
Whoa, true.
Keep going.
Ooh.
I don't want to.
Okay.
All right, well, introduce yourself.
I'm Peyton. I'm the sports analyst and also meteorologist. I'll be on at 5 with the weather, 6:30 with sports right now. The Raptors game just came to a close. Solid finish for Kawhi Leonard.
Nice.
Wow. Well, I'm uninterested.
Well, that's the topic for today, so tough to...
Yeah, we're talking about sports for the next
Yeah, this is actually
minutes.
A sports
What do you think
podcast?
About Damian Lillard?
No, his playing this year has been really hit or miss, man.
So is it still March Madness or no? Because it's April.
March?
It's April, no. March Madness is over.
So is the bracket, the tournament just over?
Yeah.
For that tournament, yeah.
Oh, they have another one after?
No, but like they're doing the playoffs for the NBA now. That was college basketball.
Oh,
March
shit.
Madness. Did you not know that March Madness was college?
I mean, now, like, it makes sense, but okay. I, like, didn't really put
I didn't know Duke was an NBA team.
Shut up.
Why is Virginia Tech in the NBA? I wonder if they picked that up.
I don't think so. That was super quiet.
But I was about to let it rip loud, and then I was like...
I think it might have picked up. They're just going to think Whit's vaping.
Yeah.
I'm actually juuling. Yo, hands off my juul, bro.
Yo, those mango pods, they don't even sell them in stores. You can only buy them online, bro. And I don't want to use my mom's credit card anymore.
So to those of you who say you want us to stop the banter at the beginning of the episode and get to the subject, get the hell out of here.
That's referring
you know
to
who you.
You
are.
Are people saying that?
Yeah.
One person.
Private.
Oh, private. How dare you?
How dare... What, you thought you was sick because you were a specialist? Nah, you a second class now, bitch.
Oh, man.
Come to my house right now. I don't give a shit, boy. I'll whoop that ass. I'll throw hands. I'll pull up Mantis stance, boy. Talking shit on the podcast.
You're still my hero.
Yeah, you're really an American hero, though. I appreciate
no
you.
No matter what feedback we get, we're not changing a single thing.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't care if Ellen DeGeneres tells us our podcast sucks and gives us feedback, we're not.
Even though she did. she offered us a lifetime.
My feelings are pretty hurt.
A lifetime supply of. What'd she offer us? Lifetime supply.
Arby's sandwiches.
Of Arby's sandwiches, and we refused them.
We said, no meat flaps for us, thank you.
No, thank you. I like it. Not. I get tight.
Yeah.
Arby's sandwiches actually are so disgusting.
Yuck. I like the beef and cheddar.
Yeah.
That makes me want to throw.
So good.
That actually is.
That shit is dank.
That, literally thinking about that makes my stomach hurt.
What? Literally a meat flap sandwich, Chris.
It's.
It is roast beef. Like, will you eat roast beef at any other sandwich shop?
No, I don't eat a roast beef sandwich.
I can't.
That's more directed to Peyton because I know you only eat turkey.
I would never.
But you only like ham.
I would never go out of my way to eat roast beef. That's the thing. I don't only like ham. I like pepperoni. I like bacon. I like salami. I like.
So you like all the pig.
I only don't like turkey. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
See, I only do like turkey.
Turkey's on a sandwich. Some whack ass, weak ass shit.
Oh.
How about the other white meat?
What Which is that?
It's baby.
Oh, other white meat.
Fat bastard, Mossen Powers.
Big chillies.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back.
You got a baby.
Ew.
Get in my belly.
That's a good movie.
Gosh.
Yeah, so that would be our introduction. The banter continues. Is there anything else anybody needs to say?
Please follow us on Instagram if you don't already.
At Honda Classic.
And please share with your friends.
Yeah, start. I think we're getting to the point. Start sharing with your friends and family. Maybe not family.
Because we're not getting any more people.
We aren't?
Well, I mean.
Well, it's because we're not putting out episodes at, like every 2 weeks now.
What?
We've been putting out. Well, I mean, we're putting out episodes like every 2 weeks,
right? It's final season.
Yeah, well, last week people were out of town and stuff like
that. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like we're. That
but like after next weekend, then I'm like. Like, after next Wednesday, I'm, like, home free.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone, viewers, I mean, listeners, happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Thanks, I hope you had a good day.
It's not going to be Easter for you when you listen.
No.
Because I'm not editing this tonight.
It's Easter for us, though.
Happy Easter.
Thanks, Jesus.
Thanks, Jesus, for deciding to
hide those eggs around.
to go to every home and hide eggs.
Any final words, Jesus? Hide the eggs.
What?
Is that before he dies? Oh, oh no.
And then he comes back.
Yeah, in the tomb, he's like,
no, nah, man.
He's like, I did it myself.
I ain't shit to do in this tomb. I'm up out of here. Dips.
Oh, man, y'all.
Y'all, there ain't shit to do up in here. I'm about to head out.
Nah, I'm about to head out.
Okay, so thanks, Jesus.
Nah, shit.
If you're listening, I love you, Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus, if you're listening to us, thank you. Thank you for being a regular listener.
He's always listening.
He sees you when you're sleeping and when you're awake.
He knows when you've been naughty or nice.
And he knows what you've been doing alone in your bedroom, Christopher.
Crying?
Yeah, a lot of crying.
And praying.
And praying.
That's why his knees are so bruised.
Oh, Lord.
Got him.
Man, Whitney is not holding back.
Hot take from me tonight. I'm just going to start my own podcast and just call it Hot Takes with Witter.
Is it just going to be you exclaiming things?
It'll just be me exclaiming things about people. I'll just like, and, I'm just going to go sit in a public place.
You're just going to be like scrolling through Instagram and be like, this bitch, who does she think she is?
Yeah, no one knows who I'm talking. I'll be like,
here's the motherfucking tea.
I'm going to go and sit in like a public place and just like talk shit on people. And like see them like, oh, this bitch grown up in some Ugg boots.
Mm. You'd be holding this fucking snowball.
Ugly boots or Ugg boots?
Ugg boots.
Okay. I don't know if I don't know if you're shorter like shortening it to be ugly.
I mean they're nice, but they're freaking ugly as fuck.
You really? Yeah.
He wears Uggs.
Hey, don't say my dad's name. Will you bleep that in post?
I'll bleep it.
God damn it.
Okay. What was that? Peyton's biological father.
Biological father.
Bane's biological father wears Uggs.
We're dropping some news on this podcast right now. We wanted to get a live reaction. All right. If my voice sounds bad, I went to the Jazz game last night and then.
It honestly sounds normal. Like, cried because I've been.
I just keep noticing it.
Oh, we're back on sports again?
No.
All right. Let me take a nap.
We're talking about his voice.
I'm just joking.
I just noticed it cracking a lot lately. Like, today. It was way worse last night.
Yeah.
Good God almighty. Like back in the old days.
Well, I'm getting over a cold, so.
Yeah, she's not contagious, though. She's not contagious. Yeah, you tried to drink my damn peach lemonade. We're sitting in my car, and I got peach lemonade from Wendy's and was stoked. And she's like, do you mind if I have a sip? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. And then right before she took a sip, I was like, wait, are you sick? And she's like, I'm not contagious. You bitch. You weren't even going to tell me.
I mean, like, I'm not. I'm not sick anymore.
And here is that peach lemonade.
I'm sorry.
Wait, so if you are for sure not sick, why didn't you just convince him or and be like, I'm not sick?
Because
like,
I can't, my integrity won't let me do that, Chris.
Okay, so you are sick then.
I'm not sick anymore. Like, I really don't think I'd get him sick.
I have a weak immune system. But on the
off chance that I did and it killed him, I'd never let myself live that down.
Yeah, I'd probably haunt you.
I wonder if you could even hear my voice.
Yeah, well.
Well.
Dangerous times with these sick folks around.
I wish you hadn't said that. All right, start with the thing. Or Private Second Class is going to get mad.
So, Private Second Class. have you guys ever heard of the evil twin story?
No.
Well, I'm going to tell it to you.
Tell me the story.
So.
please. No, please tell us.
Regale us with a tale.
I will tell you. But tell only us. If you're good little boys.
I'll be the best little boy as long as I hear a little story.
Regale us with a tale, darling.
Oh, I'll tell you.
But soft. What light through the evil twins did flow.
I'll tell you the evil twin story.
Oh, I hate that.
All right. Okay, so the twins are named Gina and Sunny, and they were born in Korea.
Nice.
And then them and their mom moved to the U.S. in 1986. And so they started in Seattle, moved down to Southern California.
Are they male or female?
Oh, both female.
Okay.
So they're
like... Gotta get the logistics down.
I mean, they're pretty quirky, too.
They had are they bangs,
single?
Chris.
Are they single?
One of them actually does have bangs.
That explains why they're evil.
I think they're both single.
Two twins. Who gets the evil one?
She freaky. You already she know freaky, it's me.
Dude.
Anyway, so they moved to California. And their lives are super hard because they don't know how to speak English. And they just basically had to learn when they got to their school. And their mom was, like, psychotic, and she was, like, a heavy gambler. She would just, like, disappear all the time, just leave the girls to fend for themselves. And Damn. They were, like, I think they were probably, like, high school-ish age or middle school. And the mom would just be like, okay, see ya, I'm going gambling for the weekend.
Lose our money.
Anyway, so the twins had to learn to rely on each other. And when they were 16, in their sophomore year of high school, they moved in with their aunt and uncle in Campo, California.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure that's Southern still.
SoCal?
Hey, Google.
Hey, Alexa.
You know how to say hey, Alexa.
You don't have to?
I don't think so. I think it's just Alexa.
Damn.
Be careful with sorry, I'm so lower words. Life you're going to trigger my phone right now. Don't do it.
I'm so sorry.
Your phone?
Mm-hmm. Where in California was it?
Campo.
Campo,
we've California. Got our technological specialist on Who's the
Who's also
case.
Our sports and meteorologist guy.
Campo, California, near Moreno Village, is in San Diego County, so very far south.
Oh, I figured that much. All right.
SoCal.
Anyway, so they were super smart, and they were, like, thriving academically in this school, but they started to, like, be super competitive with one another. So this was, I watched a documentary about this. So Sunny was the older twin, and in Korea, that's, like, a big deal, even though it's, like, 5 minutes apart.
Hmm.
It, like, might as well have been 5 years. And so Sunny Damn. Was the one who got all the attention, all the respect, and, like, was kind of the head twin. So Gina, like, kind of resented her for that.
Damn, Sunny.
So Gina was, like, trying Damn, to prove herself. Sunny. She's...
Where'd you find this?
You know, I had to do some searching. So...
It's been over the head.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's.
Okay, so Gina was, like, super into studying. She's, like, trying to prove herself because she's the younger twin. And Sunny, the older twin, was like, I don't want to lose to her, so I'm also going to do well. So they become co-valedictorians of their high school.
Way.
Yeah.
That's and, insane. That'd have been so mean if the school chose one over the other.
Yeah, wouldn't it have been?
Oh, yeah.
So they're both, like, top of their class. You would think they have high hopes for their future. No. So Sunny moves out of Campo, becomes a receptionist. I think she just moved closer to San Diego, but I'm not positive.
Yeah.
And then Gina started working at a casino in nearby Lakeside, California.
Just to keep tabs on Mom.
Yeah. Mom. No, Mom's freaking long gone.
Oh, real? Oh,
well, dead? Like, no, they just, like, lose contact with her. Yeah. They're like, see, bitch.
She went to a different casino and then
yeah. So then Gina starts getting addicted to gambling and starts being a card dealer and gets in a bunch of debt. And then Gina freaking goes off the rail and starts forging checks, stealing her friend's credit cards and using them, goes to jail. And so then after she's like out of jail, finally she calls her sister Sunny and is like, hey, can I move in with you? Try to get my life back together. And Sunny's like, oh, yeah, sure. Come on, move in. And then I guess this is a nice side note for me. It seems to me like Sunny really milks the, like, older sister thing. Like, I'm better than you. And, like, you see it. Like, she totally thinks she's better because she's 5 minutes older.
I could see it. I know Sunny was a bitch.
Sunny does not have a chance.
What bitch, honestly?
So this whole, like, moving in together thing was, like, not good for them at all.
Yeah.
Like, they would fight all the time and steal each other's shit. And then, like, this one time the police were called because they were fighting and screaming so much. And then it got violent because Sunny threw a cell phone at Gina's face and it broke her nose. And then Gina was like, F you. And so she gives Sunny up to the cops because they had a warrant for her arrest because she had been stealing money from her friends.
Got him.
Oh,
and
nice.
So Sunny gets arrested and charged.
Man.
And goes to jail.
Wow. So Gina's not, I mean.
Gina went to jail a couple times.
So who's the shittier sister?
They're both shitty. Like,
hey, bitch.
I think Sunny got away with a lot of shit. And then finally Gina was like, F you.
Yeah.
And send her.
Fetch you,
gave
dude.
Her up to the, fetch
I
you.
I mean, Gina's a law-abiding citizen for turning in someone with a warrant out for their arrest, to be fair.
Yeah. I guess
she did forge checks, though.
Well, so did Sunny.
Yeah.
Like, Sunny apparently just, like, went out with her girlfriend, stole her credit card. Not, like, girlfriend. Like, her friend.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a girlfriend, yeah.
She was, like, out with her friends, stole one of her friend's credit cards, goes on a shopping spree, and then that's why the warrant was out for her arrest. I'm like, why are you people,
Saturday
why do they
night.
Still have friends?
That's Man, true, yeah.
If like, my friends had any fucking money, I'd
do Yeah.
I don't know.
Dude, if I had money, I'd let you take my credit card.
Dude.
That was a genuine moment. That was good.
Yeah,
that was
wow. cute. Low key.
I don't got no money. Sorry. And if I had you. Money, I wouldn't give it to you. So, anyway, Sunny goes in jail. And while she's in jail, Gina's effectively stealing her Sunny's identity.
Oh, no way!
Because she's got less, like,
yes!
shit on her rap sheet, Sunny
Hell
does.
Oh, yeah.
So, Gina's like, using Sunny's ID, using her credit cards, going on shopping sprees, takes Sunny's BMW. It's insane.
She's living her best life.
I know. So then Sunny gets out of jail, presses charges on Gina.
Oh, my God.
And then Gina's caught and goes to jail. So they're just like,
oh, man.
Just like in
and out.
Goes to jail.
It's like a cycle.
So.
Revolving door.
Yeah, for real. Someone's always got to be in jail with D twins. Oh, and their last name is Han. The okay. Han twins is their names. So then in 1996, they're like 23 years old and Sunny lives in Irvine. And this is while Gina's still in jail for that last crime.
For stealing her identity.
For
yeah.
stealing her sister, twin yes. sister's identity. So
that little chestnut.
What a chestnut. So anyway, let me see where I was. Oh, okay. So Sunny's just chilling in her apartment and she gets out of the shower. And she's like, hears noises, like people are in her apartment. And she's like, shit. And there's like yelling, like she like thinks her roommate's getting raped. And like, first she thinks it's burglary. Then she hears her roommate screaming and is like, oh shit, my roommate's getting raped. So she calls 911. And the 911 call is like actually super eerie. And it's like, 911, what's your emergency? And she just goes, hurry.
What?
She was
what?
Trying to be quiet, but
okay.
It was really spooky.
Weird.
I know.
Explain what's happening.
I know. She's
hurry.
Just goes,
hurry.
America, explain.
Shut up.
That'd be it. They're like, I... Like, We were just going to have them come over on foot and ride bikes over there, maybe. But, like, I guess we'll dispatch them cars.
It was spooky. So she hears the struggle, and she's like, shit. And then someone busts through her bedroom door, and it's, like, a super, like, dark figure. And he's dragging her roommate. The roommate's bound and gagged. He puts her in the bathtub. Then he binds and gags Sunny and puts, like, duct tape on her face and puts her in the bathtub, and he's got a gun. And Sunny's, like, thinking that she's going to get raped and killed.
And this is some random dude?
Some random dude, yeah.
Oh, shit. And so she had a roommate at the time. That just happened.
So the roommate freaking has to deal with this shit, too.
God, yeah.
Roommate gets roped into everything. That's what, another thing I'm like, why? How do you get a roommate when you're, like, a horrible person like this?
Craigslist, probably.
I was just going to say that. True. Yeah, Craigslist. Brother.
This is actually the story of the Craigslist killer.
We know a thing or two about Craigslist.
So, luckily, Sunny lives within, like, minutes of the police department, so they get there super quick. And as they're sitting outside the apartment, they're, like, kind of staking it out, like, watching, seeing if people are going to come out, seeing if they can get in. And then this little Asian woman comes up, and she's like, is my roommate okay? What's going on? And they're like, oh, it's okay. We've got the situation under control. Then this dude sticks his head out of Sonny's apartment, and he goes, and he just, like, looks at the police, pulls his head back in, and shuts the door. And
wait, was that Sonny that was outside? Or are you going to get to that?
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Damn it, Chris.
Sonny's still in the bathtub, though.
Okay, yeah.
So so he goes back in and goes into the bathroom, and the perpetrator dude's, like, he's all stressed, and he's like, okay, like, please tell them that this is a joke. And he unties them, and so they walk out. Then Sunny and the roommate walk out, mm-hmm. and the police are like, oh, what the hell? They're out. And they're all, like, disheveled. Like, they have tape hanging in their hair, and it's they're, like, obviously been messed with.
Yeah.
And then the suspect comes out, the guy who had, like, apprehended or, like, binded them, bound mm-hmm. them.
Yeah.
So he walks out, and he's, like, just basically goes to the cop, and they, like, got him. And then Sunny and the roommate were like, oh, there was another dude in there, and he had escaped, and the other guy was Asian. And they're like, and he's just gone, they can't find him. So then they start questioning the first dude who, like, I like the story, they didn't say that there was a second dude until this point.
Okay, yeah.
But there was two dudes.
Okay, so there actually was a second dude.
Yeah,
there were two okay. dudes. Okay, I didn't know if they were just, like, making that up.
Yeah, so the first one ends up being a dude named Archie, and he gives up all the info, and he said that Gina rented a Mustang convertible and drove him and his friend Yoshi, who's 15. The other guy, Archie, is 16.
Oh, wow.
Yoshi.
She picks them up in a convertible.
Say it.
Yoshi.
Do the dance for you, man. All right.
That's all I don't know what Yoshi dance. So Yoshi's 15, Archie's 16. And so Yoshi and Archie had been picked up by
Gina
in a convertible. And she drives them up to Irvine, where her sister lives, from San Diego. So it's, like, 85 miles away.
Hmm.
And so what Archie was saying is that Gina wanted to play a joke on her sister, and that she wanted to bring these two dudes with her because she still had some stuff that she had left at her sister's apartment, and she didn't want to, like, have any issues with her. So she brought these two dudes, like, for protection. And the whole tying up thing was supposed to be a joke. And then the police are like, oh, wait, who's this Gina girl? And they remember that she's supposed to be in jail in San Diego right now. So they call the police department, and they found out that she was supposed to be leaving on, like, a 5-day furlough or 5-hour furlough. Mm. And she just never came back. She just went AWOL.
Oh, jeez.
Gina. In the meantime, Gina freaking rents a convertible and picks up these two dudes.
Damn.
And so then they actually had an official questioning of Archie, and they were just, like, doing the questioning technique where they make shit up and tell the perpetrator that to try and get a confession.
Yeah.
Because they didn't believe that this was a joke. They were like, what the hell?
I'm honestly still kind of shocked that's legal.
Yeah, I think
that they can just be like,
it's coaxing. Yeah,
well, we already got a confession from your other friend.
Oh, yeah. It is, like, pretty crazy.
Well, what they said to him was, they were like, listen, we got Gina and Yoshi, and they both confessed, and they said it was all your idea. And so, like, I feel like that's just, like, coaxing something out of him that could potentially not be true.
That is true, but I mean, it really depends on the circumstance. I feel like innocent person would be like, well, that's bullshit because I didn't do anything.
I guess that's true.
But there have been a lot of cases where it came out that people have
just been coaxed in. Well, they'll be in there for like 10 hours and be like, hey, they said you did it. Just say you did it and this will be over. Mm-hmm. And so people are like, well, they're like,
if you just admit to it, you only spend a year or two in the can.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could spend life and then it's like 100% not guaranteed. The police can just fuck you over.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty messed.
Yeah.
All right. I hope they couldn't hear the coat because it came off.
Dang pigs, bro.
Dang pigs always trying to get us out here. Utah.
Silence liberal.
Libertarian.
Libtard.
Silence libertarian. Libertard.
Okay. So they tell him, they're like, we have Gina and Yoshi, and they said it was all your idea. And he's like, okay, well, that's bullshit. It was all Gina's idea. And he finally lets go of saying that it was a joke. And he's like, it's not the case. It wasn't supposed to be a joke. Gina wanted to kill her sister. So apparently, originally she picked them up and she gave them $100 each, and she told them she just needed their help getting some stuff from Sunny's old apartment. And then while they were like driving, Gina's like, okay, psych, I actually want to murder my sister, and you guys are gonna help me with it for $100.
For $100? Yeah. And they were gonna do it?
I guess.
God, these guys are dumb.
I know. They're like,
I need at least 25 more.
Yeah, right?
Make 150.
My lord.
So
she's like 110, like
fuck.
Yeah.
You drive a hard bargain, lady.
Yeah, it's like, let me bring in an expert. It's like Pawn Stars.
The guy from the back seat leans up. He's like,
sounds good to me.
I can use 110.
I can use 110. So she's planning to kill her sister. And finally, like, that's what Archie says.
Okay.
And then Yoshi and Gina were caught, and apparently at, like, some rental car place, because she had to rent another car, because the Mustang didn't work out.
What? Not the Stang, bro.
That's how she knew she was good. That's how they knew she was good for 110, bro.
And she had the Stang.
Princess Mia, riding in the Stang. The pudding,
bro. I got a Stang in my garage.
My closet.
I got a Stang in my closet.
You got a glunk in my room.
Where's my water?
It's right here.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
OMG. All right, Chris. While she drinks.
17 shots now. 38.
Yeah, that's nice.
What happened to Fetty Wap?
He lost his other eye, and now he can't walk. He can't see.
No, he lost his other eye, and now he can't walk.
He can't walk because he can't see. And, you know, being born blind would be a lot easier, but it's a hard learning curve. So he, for $1 a month, you can support Fetty Wap.
There's no Fetty Wap PSA.
And now a word for our sponsors.
And now a word from Fetty.
I'll link the Venmo link below of where you can send $1 a month.
In our bio.
Our bio.
Link in bio. So they catch Sunny and Yoshi. Yoshi's just like, all right, take me away. But Gina, sorry, everyone. They're twins. So I get mixed up.
They look the same, all
they
right.
They look the same. So they catch Gina, but she like was like fighting the cops.
Hell yeah. Gina's a little badass. Yeah, she's badass. She's gnarly.
I'm rich. Daddy will not allow this.
What, Dad?
My father will hear about this.
Father will be quite unpleased.
Oh my gosh.
Displeased.
Father will be displeased. They put Gina and Yoshi in jail so, like, they can question them and everything. And they go through all of Gina's belongings, and they find Sunny's credit cards, Sunny's ID, and some cash. And they also found a receipt for cleaning supplies, trash bags, one glove, twine, and duct tape.
My lord.
That's a little sus, I think.
No, I think that's pretty normal.
I mean, I don't know what you're doing, like, on your normal Saturday, but mine always involves tarps, lots of gloves.
Usually some citric acid. Citric acid's food. It's
hydrochloric acid.
Yeah, that's the one.
I was about to say hydrofluoric.
Hydrofluoride acid to put in my mouth, make my teeth white.
What was this?
Some bags.
You explain that, and then just go on to the rest of like that's the thing you need to explain, like bags, tarp. Some of the acid to
make my teeth white. Well, I would say bags and tarp are a bit more of a normal purchase than hydrofluoric acid to make my teeth white.
Gosh.
Continue.
Alrighty. So they find all this shit, and they're like, okay, this girl's sus.
Yeah.
And they think it was used to be clean up the mess that they made during the murder.
Sounds unlikely.
And then they start to go, like, question people in the San Diego area, like, when she had escaped. And apparently she had been going all around town, just, like, telling random people, like, I want to kill my sister. Have you ever killed anyone before? And then asking around for guns that she could borrow.
Ooh, this girl's
And she'd been doing this, I think it said... Like 6 months leading up to this incident, she had been doing this. Like she'd been planning it.
And for no one was like,
No, I guess not.
This is weird.
I know.
Jesus.
I know. So then, on October 30th, 1997, 2 months before baby was born, I'm baby.
Chris, you were alive for this, man.
I was alive. I was there, dude. I was the fucking judge, bro.
Oh my god, really?
Dude, wait, are you serious? Chris just has a little gavel.
Okay, yeah, so for this post, can you put in a baby in a little suit and a gavel?
Well, I'll try.
And then Photoshop Chris's face on. You don't have to do that. I'll do it.
Yeah, you do that. Get a baby picture.
Yeah, I'll send you a baby pic.
No, I don't even want a baby pic. I want an adult pic.
Okay.
Our like beard body.
Chris?
Yeah.
Do you want beard Chris? Mustache Chris? Disheveled Chris?
I've got plenty of
it. Wow, this should be a great surprise.
Yeah.
So, that date, October 30th, 97.
Yes.
Back to the subject.
Yeah.
That was the day of Gina's trial. And so the state apparently tried all three of them together, which was kind of, I guess, sketchy because it's like, if one of them, like, deflected from their original story, then it would, like, mess up everything.
Yeah. That's weird. Why would they want? Because I feel like, are they charging them with all the same stuff, or is this the
trial? They're all getting charged with attempted murder.
Okay, but she doesn't get any more charges for like actually planning it and like.
I'm sure. Well, I guess she's probably charged with like conspiracy.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's so weird. Why would these kids go along with?
I don't get it.
I don't know. Yeah. They're so stupid. For $100.
But I mean, I don't know, they're 15, you're like 15 and 16.
Yeah, but
they're...
I don't know, you're pretty impulsive.
I wouldn't take $100 to kill someone.
We said 110.
Oh, 110?
Baby Josh. Oh,
that's cute.
This is the one I want to use, but like...
Do that.
It's, I don't want that.
Just cut that part out.
Yeah, just crop it.
All right.
What the
Wow.
That was a windy noise. That was
so much like, distaste and just like and like, body, like you were just so like just upset that when we said that.
This is how I feel right now.
You look kind of happy, but also kind of not.
That's how I feel.
Look, because his mouth is happy, but his eyes aren't.
That's how I feel. All the time.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, in the trial, the prosecution announces what they think Gina's motive was, which is she was planning to kill her sister to assume her identity.
Man, like full like out
she's,
become
she already did it, but she's just like, yeah, she's like, I loved those time while she was in jail and I used her identity, so I'm gonna continue to do that.
I'm gonna make it full time. I think I'm gonna make the jump.
Yeah, they wouldn't figure it out.
Sunny forever.
They wouldn't figure it out until like right when she was dying, and somehow she lasts 5 minutes more than they thought she was gonna live, and they're like, fuck, that was Gina.
Oh,
that was Gina the entire time.
Gina, Trina for Lopez.
Full kids. I gotta take all that ass.
Showbiz. All right.
Okay. And so Sunny had apparently also testified, and she was talking about the last conversation with her sister before she was attacked.
You was a thought, that's what she said.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So,
direct quote.
So Gina calls her sister supposedly from jail and was like, I'm scared of you and I want my shit back. And Sunny was like, well, I don't have your shit, I threw it away. And then Gina got really pissed, and apparently that was another motive why she would have wanted to kill her sister.
What are you gonna do? Throw a Motorola at me? And she's like, no, Samsung, bitch. And then breaks her nose.
That was Nokia. Let's be real.
She died.
She's dead.
If it was an Nokia, she'd be dead.
Oh, that's like prehistory memes right there of like
Nokia.
Nokia's being invincible.
Oh, for sure. Remember how I used to throw my Nokia around at Shopko?
Yeah, and we'd go bowling with it?
Yeah, we would just slide it across the ground. It'd be fine.
That was dope. Gosh. Epic.
Epic meme, dude.
Trolled epic style.
Yeah.
Epic meme.
We're just savages, dude. We're
trolled
savage.
Epic style libtards.
So that was another motive. And then the next day, they're supposed to have like another court date thing. And Sunny just doesn't show. And they're like, well, what the hell? Like, you're supposed to testify. So the DA himself goes to get her and pick her up and bring her to court. And Sunny answers the door and she's like all disheveled. And she's like, looks like she's on drugs and has all these like sores on her face.
My Lord.
I know.
These people.
I know. And so.
Wait. So I have the name so switched up here.
Sunny is the one who was
almost
killed.
Okay. Yeah.
And she's the one who they're like, okay, you have to testify.
Yeah. And so
and then she's all disheveled.
Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So they bring her to court anyway. And she does. I saw the video of her testifying and she actually has those like sores on her face.
Damn.
And her story, they were like, okay, well, like, what's your deal? And she's like, my boyfriend and I broke up last night. We got in a fight and we broke up. And I felt really bad about like testifying against my sister. And so I tried to kill myself last night.
Okay, that doesn't make sense because I feel like she hates her sister.
I know!
Well, the facial scars, is she going to explain
I don't know.
That?
No, I have no, don't know.
Well, it's obviously meth. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it could be.
Well, meth,
like, she
meth
didn't have
is them like
the day before. Isn't that eventual?
Yeah, it comes from scratching. It's not like the meth itself does it. It's makes
these
little crystals under your skin.
Yeah,
make you itch.
And they think there's like bugs and shit, so they just like try to itch
it
out, and that's why
it
sores.
What it
all
actually
over.
Is crystals form in like fatty tissue in your body from it when you smoke too much of it, and it hurts and itches, and so people itch at it.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah,
close.
That's like even worse than thinking there's bugs.
Crazy, yeah.
Ew.
Sucks being a twin.
So I guess it sounds like I better
just
quit smoking
things.
Meth.
Yeah, probably.
Don't get hasty.
Yeah, I mean.
Don't be hasty. We didn't say that. This podcast wouldn't exist.
Yeah. If meth weren't involved.
Yeah, we all did a bunch of meth before.
Before every episode, we do a
how is meth
shit
done?
Ton
is
meth
the one where they inject?
No, that's heroin.
You can in.
Do you smoke meth?
Ooh, yeah, you smoke,
do you smoke
meth.
Oh, you actually do? Oh, I didn't think that was.
You can snort meth.
Matter of fact, you can just boof it. You can just swallow it with the asshole.
All right, sir. Hold still. I'm going to have to inspect
if we get
asshole.
10 more followers on our Instagram,
Chris
has to
butt chug.
That I didn't even agree to that. I didn't even know about this.
It's
well, you
it's
have
happening.
The loosest anus.
This
so
is
it's
a gentleman's agreement.
Chris,
that I have to butt chug
something?
Only
one who could fit an entire vodka bottle.
If we get
10
more followers
an entire
before the next
vodka
episode.
Bottle? God damn.
You're the only one who
happen.
Could fit a Smirnoff ice
we have
up his 10 ass.
Total, probably.
Yeah.
And four of them are us.
Yeah. There's three of us, but four of them are us.
No, four of them are just you and me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly.
Because we both follow both accounts.
Yeah.
On what?
On.
Oh, on Instagram? Oh, I thought you meant like on Spotify or something like that. I do follow us on Spotify.
Yeah, I do too.
Me too.
I think
I'm subscribed.
Quite a few more than 10 on Spotify. I don't know.
Ew, that sounded like that hiccup sounded like a freaking dinosaur.
Okay, so just a quick recap. So this is Gina's trial. They just got Sunny, who has looked like she's been doing drugs.
Yep.
They bring her there. They don't. All she says is, "I broke up with my boyfriend. Tried to commit suicide."
Well, she broke up with her boyfriend and felt bad, and it all got to be too much for her, and that's why she tried to commit suicide.
Okay.
But it didn't work.
And because she didn't want to testify against her sister.
She didn't want to deal with this whole thing anymore. Apparently.
Okay.
Maybe she made facial scars in case she ever tried to impersonate her again.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding. She definitely was on meth.
Yeah. So then she's like, oh, I tried to kill myself and I'm on all these drugs. And then everybody in the courtroom's like,
oh! Like it's shocking. Like,
yeah.
What?
And suicide?
So,
that's illegal.
Yeah. So the paramedics come. They take her to the hospital and Gina's trial still resumes.
That's so dramatic. It's like a TV show. She shows up just, I tried to kill myself. And then it's like,
it's so drama in the video too.
Wow.
Someone stands up and he's like, but you told me you were pregnant.
Yeah.
And then another guy stands up and he's like, but
that's
it's my
baby.
Yeah.
Oh, frick.
And then the dad walks in, he's like, daughters. Dad! And then
we haven't seen you since Korea. Yeah.
There's like an earthquake.
Plane crash. They're all never seen again.
The mom comes in. She's actually won for once with her gambling issue.
And she's made a rich. the dad proposes to her in the courtroom. They get married.
Their parents get back together. And all their problems are solved.
Yeah.
They're like, you know what? Just like, community service. This is
such a tender family.
Community service. You tried to kill your sister.
You tried to kill your twin sister, but
here's a fine.
You know, prison's hard, but working on potholes, even harder.
Even harder. Builds character.
I don't know if you've ever picked up garbage before. It's definitely challenging.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever done a drug of 4 foot wide, 4 foot deep hole.
Builds character.
Build character.
I for a second, I'm like, okay, where is she going? Where is this going?
I don't think she knew. I think she was doing
it. I did. It was holes.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought you were like.
Yeah, because the shovel's 4
yeah.
feet.
Oh,
four,
yeah.
4
yeah.
by 4, and that's why I said it builds character, because Mr. Sir,
yeah.
We got it.
But, thirsty youngins, you're going to be thirsty for the next 16 months.
That's so good.
I can fix that.
I can fix that.
I can fix that.
Wow.
That's a great movie.
That's a good
That movie makes onions look so appetizing.
Oh, right?
I want
so
it.
Appetizing.
Oh, and the peach.
And the peaches. The splooge.
Sploosh.
Sploosh.
Oh, a splooge. I said splooge.
You would. That was Pound a Freudian slip, brother.
Freudian slip.
He's like, the splooge.
Ew.
The splooge.
I can see your throat like open.
Just expand. All right, let's do it. We're close. Right. We got
this. We're so close to finishing this story. So the jury deliberates and they sentence her. They send Payne's about to fall off his chair. They sentence Gina to 26 years to life in prison, which is the maximum sentence apparently.
Hmm.
But she's also eligible for parole
after 26 years, right?
I don't think it's after 26.
Oh, okay, so...
Oh, it might be.
Well, so when it says, like, 26 to life, that means the minimum amount is 26.
Yeah.
But then with good behavior, can't they get that cut, like, pretty significantly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure
she
had good behavior.
Yeah, it's for attempted or premeditated murder is... That's the maximum. But if it was, like, actually committed murder, I don't think it's... It's also, like, federal crimes. It's, like, federal crimes. Like, Bernie Madoff was sentenced to, like, 300 years in prison.
And you can also get, like, life sentences on top of each other.
Yeah. There's, like, 3 life sentences.
Damn.
Yeah, or something like that. And there have been people that have been sentenced to, like, 700, something like that, in the past. And, like, early America and stuff like that.
Yeah, that is crazy.
So,
I think it's just, like, symbolic.
Yeah, exactly. It is symbolic, yeah.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
It's like, you never get out. And if you live past, if you in your second life, you still be in jail.
If you turned out to be a vampire bitch, guess what?
guess what? You'll be out in 300 years.
This is an Easter story.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. That took me a minute.
Ooh.
Anyway. Then Sunny gets out of the hospital and she pleads to the court for leniency now. And she says that her sister doesn't deserve to go to prison.
She tried to kill you.
I know.
Meth.
And so now, fast forward to 2018, Gina was granted parole. And she's out of prison.
So it wasn't 26 years.
Yeah, so good behavior then.
Because I'd be damn near 40 years old if that was 26 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Gina's out, and apparently Sonny's like, I think that, like, we could reconnect now. I think we've forgiven each other. And Gina, the whole time, is like, no, I was not trying to kill her. I was actually bringing these dudes so that I could, like, get my shit that she said she didn't have or whatever. And so, I don't know what to believe. I think she was trying to kill her, honestly.
I think...
Sorry, Chris, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, all the evidence points are to wanting to kill her sister.
Yeah.
And why would those two guys bring up murder when they could possibly get them in trouble?
Yeah. You know? Well, it's like, if it wasn't murder, then, like, they wouldn't have had as long of prison sentences. Because I think Archie and Yoshi went to, like, 16 years of prison. Like, that's still a long-ass time in prison.
Yeah.
But if, like, they had not had been, like, planning to commit a murder, if murder had not come into it at all, then I don't think that they would have been there for as long.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that it was conspiracy to commit murder.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. And it's also the fact that there's tons of witnesses around the San Diego area tying it together. Like, yeah, she came up to me and wanted to buy a gun and said,
yeah, for 6 months. She was telling
people she wanted to kill her.
What would they have to gain? Because obviously those guys could, if they give a richer testimony and get her in more trouble, could get something with like the DA, something like that. Maybe there's a deal we don't understand. But what would those people have to gain from it?
Well, and apparently,
what would you have to gain from it?
I don't know what that is. Apparently the current day DA of like San Diego area was like begging for Gina not to be released. He's like, she tried to kill her sister. She should not get parole.
Yeah.
But they were like, oh, she's not a threat to society.
So how old is she now?
I think they're both
17.
Well, they were
23, what, 90?
23 and 96.
Okay.
So like 30.
Yeah.
40.
Early 40s maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. So she's out in the world on parole.
That is wild. I want to look them up. I want to see what they look like.
They're kind of smarter and faster now, too.
They're weird.
I'm better. I'm stronger.
What's that from again? It's a...
That Batman video when he's doing John Malkovich.
Yeah, but what John Malkovich movie is it? I'm better. Oh. I'm stronger.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you guys want me to... We have a little extra time. Do you want me to tell my Avril Lavigne story now?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. So just talking about prison, so you know I spend $1 a month to watch those crime videos.
How could I forget?
They posted some that was like phone camera footage from inmates.
That's not really them. That's the actors in the film.
Oh, that would be like, they're pretty.
That's one of them. I think that's Gina.
And then they look
Trina. They're
twins. Damn.
Yeah, that's Gina too. She does have bangs.
Oh.
That explains it all.
Okay, but yeah.
Oh, that's Sunny when she had the sores on her face, I think.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, it looks like math to me.
Isn't that insane? Are we
gonna cut this out?
No.
No.
Because I was talking about looking at a picture.
She's got her head in her hands. She's looking real sad, disheveled, like Whitney said. She's almost crying. She's got little marks on her face. Just so you can understand what we're looking at, okay? That's what it is.
Okay, but go back to my story. I was watching these videos of like actual footage from inside prisons, and it is so crazy what happens in them. It's like, it made me so afraid. I really don't want to go to prison.
Well, then.
Well, you're on the verge.
I'm on the verge. I'm.
You better change. You better clean up your act, mister.
My act.
Gosh. No more jazz cabbage, friend.
Damn. No, but it's like they freaking, like, so I mean, one was like this footage of this, like, pedophile getting beat up because he was a pedophile.
Well, don't do that.
But it's just brutal. And like, there's this guy got put into the wrong area, and he was like a part of like a rival gang. And so they accidentally put him in there, and they just beat the shit out of him. It was crazy. Like, it was bad.
That's what you get, pendejo. All
right,
what you get for being a pedophile.
Yeah. I mean, pedophiles don't.
Yeah, if any pedophiles are listening, you probably get your ass kicked if you go to prison.
Do you guys believe in, like, okay, so do you think there's, like, a line to be redeemed? Like, do you think pedophile can redeem themselves?
I think they should all become eunuchs.
What's that mean?
We've talked about it on here, where they get their testicles removed.
Oh. Castrated.
Yeah, that's what they did in the Philippines for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I think they still do, actually, is if they've actually committed the sex crime, other than, like, child pornography, but if they've actually committed a sex crime, that they're castrated.
Have you heard of what's happening in the Philippines right now?
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly.
It is crazy.
What's happening?
Their government is like, if they don't comply, they'll just shoot them in the street. Like,
yeah.
Their government is just killing.
That's like Hunger Games type shit.
No, just killing citizens.
Well,
in the
what
street.
It started off with is him saying, you will literally get paid. Oh, I forget the guy's name, the president, but he's nuts.
Yes.
He's talking about, he's like, I've murdered drug dealers myself with my own hands. And he's like, I will pay you. If you bring me a dead drug dealer, I'll give you $100. He's like, for every dead drug dealer. He's like, if you see someone doing drugs, I want you to kill them on site. And I want you to bring them in. And he's like, if they're tourists, kill them. If they're anything, kill them.
It's
And then it started, and then it's like the government going against them and everything. And it's super gnar.
The Philippines is pretty gnarly right now.
Yeah, but the castration thing, they've got the right idea. Yeah. I'm just saying.
On the right path.
Might calm them down a little bit. I don't know.
It's like neutering them. It's like dogs.
Ew. Ugh. All right, you guys want to hear about Avril now?
Sure.
All right, this one, this is kind of a script, I guess. I wrote in quite a quite the pros.
Didn't you make fun of us for doing that?
Yeah.
I thought you made fun of me. Yeah.
Made fun of you. Mine was not only a script. It's just notes.
Well, I'm not going to read it off.
She didn't really make fun of me. She just said that she couldn't do it.
Well, we'll see if I can. Okay, so Avril Lavigne is a Canadian pop star of the early 2000s. She made all of us love the unattainable skater boys, who, in fact, are emotionally unavailable soft boys.
That's just you.
Yeah, this is very personalized to you. I didn't listen to Avril Lavigne growing up.
She was a skater boy.
I still don't. Do you listen to Avril Lavigne?
No.
You know her songs, though?
Of course I know Skater Boy. That was a bold decision to put an 8 in the title.
I know the songs. If I heard it on the radio, I might not be able to say what it's
I can't think of any besides Skater Boy.
Well, complicated.
Why is it
I don't like your girlfriend. That was the Son Amy video I watched when I was little and I showed you guys.
No.
I thought that was the Spice Girls.
No, it's hey you. I don't like your girlfriend. That's right. No way. I think you need a new one. Okay. No way. Back to it. She was born on September 27th, 1984 in Canada, and she loved singing and performing. She got her start singing on a radio contest. Well, she won a radio contest, gets to sing with Shania Twain on stage, and that's when she was discovered.
Dream met right there.
I know.
Shania.
You're man.
So vain.
That's not Shania Twain. What?
That is someone else.
That's Carly Simon. What the frick?
You're kicked out.
You're out.
I'm out. Are we not saying the F word? Is that something that...
No, it's just a joke.
Okay.
Anyways,
so she rises to fame and becomes the pop punk icon that us millennials came to know and love during the early 2000s.
Quit saying us.
Me! So she kind of gave off like an I don't give a shit attitude. And that's why people started to love her. That was one of her icons. She's like pretty punk and edgy.
She's a national treasure.
So then she starts to tire of fame and all of its...
pitfalls.
Demands and pitfalls that come with fame and fortune.
It's not all that that's cracked up to be.
All that glitters is not gold.
And the grass is always greener on the other side. Keep going.
I don't know
what I don't know what the other ones do. Why are you looking at me?
If thee seek the green grass, thou shalt hop the fence to the other side.
Oh, Lord.
If you want to see the bluest ocean... You must then hop the pond.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Wow, that's all. This is wow.
I am wet. Anyways. So she's like, I don't love this famous life. So she and her manager strike up a deal in which they hired someone who looked just like her, and her name was Melissa.
So now we're into conspiracy.
We've now transitioned. Yes, sorry.
You start saying like it's matter of fact.
That's funny right there. They hire Melissa to be Avril in the public eye.
Mm.
And so Melissa goes to all the shit.
So is her not wanting fame, like, canon whatsoever? Like, has she come out and said, like, fame's not all great?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is all from a conspiracy
blog. Okay. I thought the whole first part was real.
They're really into this conspiracy in Brazil. There's, really? Like, a Brazilian blog that's so hardcore about it.
That's awesome.
I'll have to show you guys. It's pretty good. So they hire this girl, Melissa, and so she goes to all the events and stuff. And she poses for photos with fans, while Avril kind of lives the quiet life and only, like, does concerts and stuff because she can sing.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this, Avril and Melissa spent a lot of time together. They became close and formed a close friendship. And she tried to train Melissa to be able to sing and perform like her.
Mm.
The two were virtually twins. And then in 2003... As I wrote, shit hit the fan.
The two were virtually twins. I like how you wrote that.
I like that you paused and were like, the two were virtually twins.
Yeah. Oh, brothers, man.
Only closer.
Oh, okay. So in 2003, Avril's grandfather and her biggest fan.
Their biggest fan. And then the silence.
Her grandfather, It's because I sounded like I was saying her grandfather, comma, and her biggest fan also died.
Oh.
But her grandfather died, and her grandfather was also her biggest fan.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And so at least she didn't lose two people, just one.
Yeah. I mean, she did lose
two. Silver lining, I guess.
So, Avril was devastated, and this is actual canon, apparently.
Okay.
When she, like, right after she was performing in concert, and she dedicated a song to him, and, like, was overcome with grief and, like, broke down in front of the whole audience. And with the weight of fame and the grief of her grandfather dying weighed on her shoulders, she committed suicide by hanging herself in her house in 2003.
Okay, that's not canon, though.
No, that's not canon. We're back to conspiracy.
Okay.
The only canon so far has been the performance.
Okay. And the fact she's from Canada.
And her grandfather did die.
Yeah.
I'm sure she was sad.
Yes. So she hung herself, and her record label was like, oh shit, we don't know what to do.
Allegedly.
Yeah. This is, okay, now we're back to conspiracy.
I'll start saying allegedly when it's...
Just say allegedly after every bullet point I read. Yeah,
probably will.
So Avril had just barely finished recording an album, but they hadn't released it, and they wanted to, like, honor her by still releasing it and, like, touring with it and everything. So the record label was like, also, we want to make money off of this. And so they decided to continue Avril's career with Melissa standing in.
Allegedly.
So then this is like 2003, I think it said. In 2003. So this is the era of like Skater Boy and Complicated. So all of that is supposedly Melissa.
Wow.
And Melissa, so like they rebranded her and made her like more of like a skater, emo punk rather than pop good, punk.
The good shit's Melissa.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Ghostwriters. Hate them.
Yeah. So my favorite songs of Avril's were released after her supposed suicide.
Do you mean of Melissa's?
No, Avril's suicide. They were after.
No, I mean, do you mean of Melissa's song?
Yeah, I mean Melissa. Let's give Melissa the credit she deserves. Let's expose.
Expose him!
So, there are also some physical evidences that I read on this Brazilian blog. They have, like, there are, like, differences in body marks. Like, you can, markings on her body that you can see.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they have photos next to each other and, like, some moles. And her smile... And her lips and her eyes are, like, different than they used to be.
Not the lips!
But since then, the real Avril has come out saying this is completely false and that she's sick of people saying this stuff.
Or didn't so,
or you mean Melissa.
So is it Melissa or is it Avril?
Okay.
I don't know.
So where do they get... how do they... Is there anything... Anything on the her suicide in 2003, or is that just like there's like she
committed suicide? They covered it up with Melissa.
She's committed suicide.
Well, how do they know she? Why did it specifically say she hung herself? Why didn't it just be like she committed suicide in her house?
Yeah, how they know she hung herself?
Well, they must have found there was the body. Like
there was one other thing where I was like, how did they know that? Okay, yeah, the name Melissa, where does that come from?
That's also what I'm wondering. How do they know that where's Melissa the even existed? Did Avril ever confirm that?
No, that's all conspiracy.
This is a fan fiction.
This is a fan fiction.
It is a fanfic.
We should start doing fanfics here.
Oh, I'm in.
Many of the songs that influenced my youth.
Skater Boy Complicated, What the Hell, were released after the real Avril's death. Could these really have been released by the doppelganger? ?
You guys, here's honesty hour. I was at the library and I was supposed to be doing homework.
Yeah.
And I did this instead.
Yeah.
So I kind of ran with it.
Good.
Modern day Avril Lavigne, there's this page. You and I were talking about this.
Yeah,
there's
this Instagram talked about this page. On the last one.
Oh, did
the last
we?
Podcast, yeah.
There's this. Am I bleeding? Why is my forehead wet? I don't know.
I don't think you're bleeding.
Tears.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just really odd that she just showed up on my feed like that.
Yeah.
You look like such a fuckboy.
Sup, baby?
She's wearing my hat.
I'll take a picture. I'll post it on the IG.
Please don't.
Everybody can see this hot piece of ass with this voice.
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and say I don't really buy into this one.
I don't either.
Paul McCartney, on the other hand.
I haven't heard the Paul McCartney one. Perhaps you can share it.
Paul McCartney is dead.
Melissa, you can tell us the truth.
I don't know. I don't know a ton about that conspiracy. The only aspects of it I know is apparently on one of the records, if you listen to it backwards, they say
Paul is dead.
Yeah, Paul is dead. And then in if you pull up, I'll pull it up, the Abbey Road, like the art, the cover art of that album, mm-hmm. apparently is supposed to say.
Well, like, they all have shoes on, right? Except Paul.
Well, that's an aspect of it.
Or no, George doesn't have shoes
on. No, Paul does. So they're saying, so John's in front on all white, so they're saying he's the priest who's like conducting the funeral. And then you got the pallbearer, Ringo. Paul is dead, and he's not wearing shoes, and he's just dressed kind of like nice. And that George is the gravedigger wearing all denim. That's the theory.
Well, it's true.
It's true.
It's true.
Paul McCartney's been dead for years.
Paul McCartney's been dead. So has Avril. Melissa, send us an email at thelastresort1@gmail.com.
Venmo me, Melissa, $5 just so I know it's real.
Isn't the real story that they were, that's right outside where they recorded it, like right near where they recorded in Apple Records, and that they just took a picture in the moment? They wanted to have a picture.
I think so, probably.
Yeah. I think the real story is that Paul McCartney got hit taking that photo.
My God. I didn't even think of that.
And they had to Photoshop him in.
It's just why.
They had to Photoshop him in.
That's why his voice sounds like this. In like
1980 or 70 or 60, whenever the Beatles were popular.
I think that they're still popular.
Well, I mean, like, they're, like, when
did Paul McCartney is still popular. When did he's on a Kanye song.
Yeah, he's in that Rihanna song. Rihanna made Paul McCartney.
Who?
Yeah. Paul who? Thank you, Rihanna.
Yeah, honestly.
You beautiful woman.
Oh, Lord. Come on the podcast.
Please. Please.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's it for today.
I think so. So shout out to those twins.
Yeah, no, if we could get the twins on the podcast to explain it themselves.
Gina and...
They're both...
It's just so confusing to me because Sunny's so flip-floppy. Like, yeah. She's like...
Meth.
We'll testify against her, and then she'll be like, oh, I'm actually, like, really sad and hope my sister doesn't have to go to jail for almost murdering me.
Yeah.
I mean, she might not have almost murdered her. I'm telling you, it could be a coincidence.
She was just trying to get her stuff back.
So she brought garbage bags to carry it easier in.
Yep. The tarp was just in case anything spilled in the car.
Duct tape in case anything broke.
Well, again, the tarp the boxes, could be like...
To tape the boxes.
Yeah, the boxes and tape to tape the boxes.
And the twine that is to hang some cute lights in her room.
That's why she needed the 15 and 16-year-old guys... Only $100. Hey, will you come help me move?
Well, the twine could tie things together, and then they put it in a garbage sack so it's not clinging around. And then the bleach is to clean off anything that her filthy sister got dirty.
Yeah.
Solved it.
We just She's cracked innocent? It. No wonder she got out.
Gina, we know you're innocent.
Come on the podcast.
Expose your sister.
Please email us at thelastresort1@gmail.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And good night, Atlantic City.
Good night, Boulder.
Good night, Salem.